Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
That's what I'm talking about.
I am here.
He wasn't at the Super Bowl. I know that.
The weekend one?
No. I'll tell you where he won that. With the Super Bowl.
What? Super Bowl?
Good gracious.
Who was there?
Oh, somebody.
Tuesday.
Yeah, early Wednesday. Damn sure won the weekend.
2 days early.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wednesday.
The weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they called it 2 days early.
He paid like, $8 million his own money or something stupid.
Should have kept that.
Should have kept that, bro.
He got some bad advice.
I'm trying to tell you.
He's got some bad advice.
Well, it was some bad advice when we didn't predict who's going to win the game last night, did we?
We kind of knew. Yeah, we kind of knew.
And it's kind of funny watching the game. We're talking about the Brooklyn Nets and, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm. It was one of those games you're like,
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
I mean,
it's okay.
You watched it because it was on to me?
I mean,
I flipped around. I did get a chance to catch. Well, I saw the swimming trials, called that the end of that. It was something else. What else was on that? I mean, because it was like, that game is about putting me to sleep.
The NBA playoffs are on. You watching the swimming trials?
Yes. That tell you how I feel about that game.
And you got to see Simone Manuel.
Yeah, man. But she took an L, though.
Yeah. In 100 meter.
Now, remind me, she has a gold medal, right?
Mm-hmm.
From last year.
Oh, yeah.
So she got that. She swims in that 50 meter freestyle, which is like, that's a sprint.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one time. That's it.
Yeah.
She may get a chance to go.
She kind of looked at it like, man, I'm a sprinter. Don't come at me with this foolishness. I'm a sprinter.
Simone Manuel, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist in the 100 freestyle, failed to qualify for the final in that event Thursday night at the Olympic trials.
That's down and back. But then one time down is the 50 meters. Mm. So maybe she can qualify for that. Let's say if she wants to.
Look at us now. Look at us.
That tell you. Well, my thing, no, that's a referendum on how terrible that game, or boring that game was last night.
I mean, look, even KD said, man, I can give you more of these, but I'm going to hold off.
He's like, yeah, he said, I'm saying some of these bullets. My God.
Right, because I can give you more of these, but I'm going to hold off. It was just the defense for the rest of the Brooklyn team.
But, you know, even watching Milwaukee, you say yourself, really? What are y'all doing?
And they really felt like they were doing something, too.
I know.
They felt like they were doing. Well, I can't. That's a morning show. I can't say.
What?
I can't say that.
Okay, don't say that then.
Well, you know how it is. When you feel like you. Well, never mind.
Okay.
Feel like you're doing something.
But Chris Middleton did something. I mean, he was a bright spot.
That. You ain't doing that.
Chris Middleton led the Bucks with 38 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis had 30 and 17. And Drew Holiday.
Who?
Drew Holiday. He had 21 points. My guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Kevin Durant had a modest 32 and 11.
KD.
And it felt like he just turned off.
I know. Which
he,
is
just, he just started coasting like, ooh.
But that was a bright spot, though, if you're a Brooklyn fan. James Harden, he kind of got a scoring going. He dropped 16 points. So, you know.
And he looked unimpressed about his own scoring.
I'm just telling you, man. They
he was like, eh.
But what's funny though? Don't sleep now, Brooklyn. You around like, yeah, whatever. And also, we're going back home. And
don't give him too much energy.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh, we got this. Okay.
Game. Look.
Okay.
Game 7, anybody can win.
They got pros too now.
But anyway, Game 7, we came back in the two others, the three others. We can sneak one.
I mean, seriously,
we can sneak one.
They can be that day you having a bad day.
Now I may have to be carried out of there.
I was stretching.
I'm trying to tell you, I can get one in. I can get one in.
Oh, man. Let's hear some sound for last night. First we hit play-by-play, Middleton. Chris Middleton just went off, hit back-to-back three-pointers from Milwaukee in the first half. Take a listen.
Those are shots Joe has made all season. He's 1-for-4.
Middleton steps into the three. Butter. Middleton's got 19. In his bag, kicks it out. Middleton, same spot, same result. Remix.
Feels like Giannis takes what I call pride shots.
Yeah, my man on the call last night, he be working on his material.
And then Giannis one-on-one.
He breaking out of the pandemic.
Yeah. Says, you know what? Chris is cooking.
Yeah,
he breaking out of the pandemic.
104-89 Milwaukee over Brooklyn.
Who was on the call? Who did play by play? Anybody remember?
I don't know.
Mike's gonna find out. But whoever it was, he's regular on his game too, ain't he?
He said remix.
Those are shots Joe has made all season. He's 1-for-4.
Middleton steps into the three. Butter.
Really?
Butter.
In his bag, kicks it out. Middleton, same spot, same result.
You see,
remix.
Butter. he be working on it, came back. He be listening out to other people sure.
Somebody come get it.
I know, because sometimes, like, I got a friend.
Stay in your lane.
I got a friend, man. He's a lobbyist, right? I can't call his name. Young dude. But when I see him, he is capital. He talking about this and that, this and that, this and that, that he's doing this and that. And we call him, we say he's just doing too much. And that's what my man right here doing.
You got to bring that down.
You got to bring it down, man. You're doing too much.
Mark Jones.
Mark Jones, you're doing too much, man.
Butter.
What was the other one?
In his bag. Same result. Remix.
Same spot. Same result. Remix.
Steps into the three. Butter.
I mean, we can write a whole, you know, dissertation on about 3 minutes of this conversation.
You need to get a sports shop internship.
So we can work on it.
I got to work on it. I got to come in. Look, he signed it out of his league right there.
Yeah, man.
You know what it really? He sounded like private school trying to do it.
That's exactly right. Straight up Ravenscroft. Trying to go over the hillside, trying to get down.
Shout out Ravenscroft. And boom goes the dynamite.
But it was, let's hear Kevin Durant talking about. We talked about Chris Middleton. He mentioned some things about Chris Middleton as well during the press conference. Take a listen.
Yeah, Middleton, I mean, his first few threes he hit was off offensive rebound, kick out threes, and then we fouled him a couple of times, got to the free throw line. I think we fouled him 3 times shooting threes, you know, so that got his rhythm going. And he's a shot maker, so you see ball going in the basket, you get more confidence. So we fouled him on threes, and we did offense. Every time it felt like they got offensive rebound, he hit a three. So, you know, he made timely shots for him.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm. Kevin Durant on Chris Middleton. So anyway, they go back to Brooklyn on tomorrow, 8:30 game.
Tomorrow.
Like I say, if you're gonna back yourself in the corner where you just got this, it's a no brainer.
You're gonna get a brainer.
You just never know. I'm just telling you.
Be careful what you ask.
Right now, conventional wisdom would say that. Yeah, Brooklyn's going to win that game at home on their court. KD playing where he's playing. James Harden scoring a little bit more now. Mm. But you never know. I'm just telling you. They got pros, too.
Mm. One game now.
And coaches as well. Well,
put it this way. Ain't not the Pelicans now. You know what I'm saying?
See, yeah.
I mean, and hell, even in one game, I may take the Pelicans, too. One game.
Like the NC2A, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Unbelievable time, so we make sure we catch that game. But tonight.
Is that the name of the song, Slide?
Oh, yeah.
By Slade, man.
That's the name of the song,
Slide. And you know why I know this song? This song won us.
Hey, great.
It's high school variety talent show. Name of our group was Natural High Explosion. That's the name of our group, which is a stupid name.
Who's on the horn?
Barry was on the horn. He played trumpet in the band along with this other guy who was on a saxophone named Benny. Then Dion was on the slide. Then we had Gary Craig playing lead guitar. And Eddie Robinson, one of my best friends at the time, he was playing bass. Boo was singing with me, and I was singing lead. Come with me, won't you? Anyway, that's another time, another place. Shout out. Man, matter of fact, if you call anybody from high school.
Y'all, you sound like you had Bruno Mars band back behind you. That's about 100 people.
I know.
Damn, the bunch of 100? Damn.
that's pretty good. the bunch of 100. That's pretty good. But the horns will be sounding tonight, man. We got two games, six. which is, I mean, they could be, and these deciding games could happen tonight. Whoever thunk it, if you will, the Atlanta.
Who?
The hot A.
Hot A.
Down at the A.
The hot A, baby.
Whoever thought that Atlanta could close out their series came at tonight against the mighty Philadelphia 76ers.
I did. Ed. Chris.
James Ross.
James.
All of them.
Someone, another one of y'all Embiid lovers. Yeah. I told every last one of you. You got Ben Simmons. Don't forget.
Who is
hot. Hot. Garbage.
Garbage. You know what's so funny? You know when people are so bad, you start feeling sorry for them?
No, hell no. I don't feel sorry for 23. Anybody getting $28 million a year annually? Yeah,
that's true.
I don't feel sorry for
them. That's true. No, your boy Tobias making $107 million.
I told you.
He signed a contract for $170 million.
He don't deserve $170 million. Long dollar.
I mean, between you and me and him, we scored 4 points in the last game. Who does that?
And you got the nerve to say something back.
Who does that?
When the coach is talking to you. You at some point, you don't say nothing.
Zero.
Don't say nothing. Yes, sir. Move on.
So tonight, 7:30, you got the Sixers against the Hawks. Then you also have Kawhi-less Clippers playing. What are they playing at work? They're playing in.
In L.A. Staples.
Uh-oh. They can close out, too, against the Utah Jazz.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? You know what's funny about this, though? Uh-oh. Some reason I'm thinking.
Utah.
No. All of a sudden, you know how when your main guy's going.
Yeah.
Kind of like Wally Pipp. He left, and Lou Gehrig, stepped up. But maybe PG-13 needed this. He needed to be the point guy without being the shallow guy. He needed to be Batman. As opposed to Robin.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
I thought he was having other slump. So, he jealous?
No, he's not
Batman,
jealous.
Batman, Robin.
No,
Batman, Robin.
Where the hell you pull that one from?
Candace Cooper.
That's a good one.
That's like 7 years old or something right there.
That's a good one.
But no, what? No. Not jealous. I'm saying he just. When it's on him, and there's nobody else, maybe he plays better. He won't defer to other people as well. I'm just saying. Because, you know, at one point, really? We played for, listen to me.
Okay.
At one point, we played for Indiana Pacers. Uh-huh. It was like he was one. They said
one-man band. I get it.
Plus, he's the best two-way player, even better than LeBron at the time, K-Man. So, let's not forget about that. Let's not forget about he was one of the Olympic guys along with Kobe and all those guys. He's with them. Yeah. So PG,
he's got the game.
He's no scrub.
He's got the game.
Yeah,
but does he have all of the game?
Look, well, see, that's part of it. I ain't mess with you on that because we get some calls on that one.
Well, I mean, he said it.
I know he did.
He said it.
But the only thing
he said, I'm stressed.
He needs three things tonight. That's all he needs.
One, two, and three.
He needs some Pepsi Zero Sugar tonight.
That's the first one.
And coupled with the Mountain Dew Zero Sugar to get him going. I need to be rocking and rolling with the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. They'll keep it right and keep them tight tonight. They're going to win.
Get it right, get it tight. Caught a pop Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Middleton steps into the three. Butter. And his bag picks it out. Middleton, same bad. Spot, same result. Remix.
I guess when you're bad, that's when you cross it over doing your thing, right?
I hope whoever that is has.
Mark Jones.
as a teenage child.
What? Oh, see them information?
So his teenager can say.
They'll call him out.
That ain't what I told you.
I know.
Chris Middleton for three. TikTok. You don't stop.
Actually, Michael, that would have sounded better than the butter.
Butter.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
There have some coaching moves. We talked a couple of days ago about who was it? Van Gundy from got fired by the Pelicans. Who's the other guy?
Scott Brooks.
Yeah, K-Mac's favorite coach. Yeah, favorite.
Apparently, Zion's family didn't watch.
K-Mac, you don't be messing with paper like that. We mess with a man paper. He can have kids in college.
I don't give a damn. They should already
that's
be
pretty
out.
Good. No, I can never whistle like that, by the way.
You good?
I can whistle.
I can't whistle at
that's
all.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah. I bet you if we find out the average person, what's the percentage of people who can whistle?
Should be 60 to 80.
I bet it's 50-50.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we go random like that on the show.
That's all right. If you're not, now I'm going to say something. Yeah, I'm sure you're smart enough to listen and pay attention.
You're right. And Michael's going to tell us that in a minute. So, but the other guy, I was surprised by this because Don Nelson Jr. was
Don Nelson Jr.
He got fired or released from Dallas Mavericks as the general manager. Mm-hmm. His dad was a longtime coach, or whatever. And Don Nelson Jr. was one of those analytics kind of guys, early analytics, working for Mark Cuban, who's technology analytics, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So apparently, and for his own reasons, Rick Carlisle said, who was former head coach of Dallas Mavericks, said, "I'm out too. My hat." This is what he said: "I'm out, and I'm looking forward to my next coaching opportunity."
Means he got a job.
That means somebody already called him.
He got a job.
And he may be coaching the team that played last night, that won.
He's got a job.
Either there or Indiana.
He's got a job.
Or he may want to go coach Zion and that crew.
You think Zion's family will allow that?
Oh, wow. Why is that, Michael? it must be a reason. The reason?
You know what?
What?
I'm not putting. Y'all are not gonna do this. Keep doing it to my family now. We ain't gonna have this.
This according to Jasmine Wimbish of CBS Sports. In the midst of a busy news day in the NBA on Wednesday, the Pelicans agreed to part ways with Stan Van Gundy. One of the reported reasons was because of his rocky relationship with several players on the team due to his demanding coaching style. That mentality is why the Pelicans brought him in to begin with, but it reportedly rubbed players to the wrong way.
You mean the one that sucked?
There are reportedly several members within Zion Williamson's family who don't think the Pelicans have surrounded him with the right pieces to succeed and would rather see him on a different team. The Athletics Shams Charania reports.
See, here we go. Didn't Unibrow say the same? What is going on? Didn't Anthony Davis say the same thing?
Yeah.
They about to kill me with this.
It's the ownership group.
Let's see. According to The Athletics, certain Williamson family members voiced displeasure with the organization. Among the targets of their criticism was Van Gundy, who they felt was too rigid and demanding as head coach.
That's if Jasmine was here, I know what I say. So that's, I'm like, that's your crew.
Yeah, that's all them.
That's your crew.
That's BS.
No, that's your crew. No,
that's y'all.
Right there. Straight up.
And here,
that's that eating cornflakes with no milk crew.
Because they're too lazy to get a ball.
Right, exactly.
Mm. Who does that?
I'm telling you, he raised his voice at me. What?
I need a stress card. I need a stress card. What I learned about that, I just couldn't believe.
What's that?
Yeah, stress cards in basic training. If you're just feeling a little too stressed.
You just hold your card up.
Right, and they have to leave, they have to let you go.
You got to be kidding me.
No, they have to let you go to timeout.
Okay.
I ain't playing. I'm not playing. If it gets just a little too tough. Hey, stop yelling at me. Stop yelling at me. But I get the comment about they're not surrounding him with enough talent to win.
Okay.
I understand that comment. The comment about being too tough, being too hard,
I don't
really get because he had an outstanding year. I mean, he just did.
And I don't believe it, yes.
Outstanding year.
But wasn't his college coach kind of tough, too? Last time I checked?
Yeah, it was only for about 2 months.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It didn't last too long.
It didn't last, so he could power through that.
I mean, I'm just saying, you could kind of be like, what?
Yeah, but when you hear that, though, you're like, and his family members. You know what? If he got a problem, tell him he don't have to play. Tell him he didn't have to put himself in the NBA draft.
Right now, we're looking for this family member. We're looking for this supposed family member.
Now, some people get sophisticated. Well, no, I'm trying to reason. This coach, how much basketball have you played? That's the first question.
We looking for this family member. So I think they said his name. He go by the initial LR.
What's that?
Lil Roach. We talked to LR, look, a family member, a close family friend, that's when you know that. That's when you know it's somebody straight snitching. Because they no longer family. They're a close family friend. What does that mean? You know a cousin of a cousin?
Thank you.
And you the neighbor that grew up?
He must be the friend of somebody like second cousin.
And you grew up in South Carolina next to him, down the street from Ja Morant, around the corner from his grandmama who you went to church with, her right. sister-in-law?
Who worked at the factory together, yeah.
Right.
Those people.
And you heard about it, walking by the break room.
Right. That's where it all started. That's where it all started right there.
That's what you got.
Well, apparently, maybe that's part of the reason coaches like Rick Carlisle and Van Gundy, who, by the way, he signed a deal for $40 million. I'm talking about Coach Van Gundy. Think about this. They fire him. They got to pay him that money.
So I do have another question, too.
So I ain't mad at Van Gundy. Fire me, please, huh?
Did the coach of the Phoenix Suns coach the New Orleans Pelicans at some point?
I think he did.
But oh, that's right. I forgot. That was the year his wife they died in the car.
Probably. So, yeah, I think he did.
Monty Williams.
Yeah, yeah. I know OKC. Mm-hmm. I know.
I can't remember what.
Yeah.
But basically, what I'm saying is, the Pelicans have some good coaches, some people that want to build something in New Orleans, but for some reason they never end up staying ever.
Alvin Gentry was the one that we're talking about too. Who
ever?
Kazarian, who's by the way, is from North Carolina. And
is he?
Yeah.
What part?
He's good friends with Michelle. First cousin with Michelle Degree. Remember, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle Degree, Alvin Gentry, David Thompson, all of them.
Went to school again?
They all related.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's North Carolina.
That Shelby down in Erie.
It's North Carolina thing.
Well, people think it.
Yeah, probably.
People think all of us are related anyway, so.
Well, we damn sure look like it.
But anyway. So we'll see where Rick Carlisle falls in his next job. He will be solid out there, I'm sure. He is a good coach, in my opinion. And the fact that he's rigid and hard, I don't see where that's a problem.
These, I mean, he can take the Philly job.
Powder puff people, huh?
He take the Philly job, so.
It may be. No, in fact, you know what?
Because he ain't coaching.
I'm telling you right now. That come out this weekend, maybe a couple jobs. Philly job may be open. Milwaukee job may be open after tomorrow night.
Yeah, come on over here. Have a seat.
I'm telling you.
We got room for you. Come on.
So, this is an interesting story before we get ready for the break. I mentioned Wilhelmina. Who is Wilhelmina, K-Mac?
Wilhelmina is the young lady that I lost a dollar behind. B.L. Reese has this saying that at every Waffle House in America, there's a woman named Wilhelmina. And yeah, we've been together for a long time. We go to different places. And I said, you know what? Next time we go to one, he said, bet a dollar. I said, yeah, whatever.
Randomly, just pick one, right?
So we go to Waffle House after the show one morning. And we're sitting there. And I said, excuse me, what's your name, man? She says, Betty or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, is Wilhelmina working today? She said, oh, no, she's off today. I said, damn.
Boy, that was the funniest
thing
I have heard in my life.
I said, oh, my God. So that probably was the beginning of Reese's Right.
Good point, came back.
That probably was the beginning of Reese's Right.
So we have let's tee this story up. Apparently, there's a journalist that's spending 24 hours at a Mississippi Waffle House, maybe it's near Laura, okay, Mac. After losing in fantasy football.
Lee. Oh, wow. Oh, he in Michael. Brandon. He in Brandon, Mississippi.
That's where he is?
Yeah, he's in Brandon.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, you love this. Hey, man, that's Alexis stuff. You watch that. The stuff be happening like that. We talking to come up on television.
Brandon, Mississippi. That's the bougie Waffle House, though.
Is it?
That's like a Briar Creek Waffle.
That's perfect.
That's like a Briar Creek. You know what I mean? There's levels to this.
It's clean here.
That's a Waffle House on 9th Street, too. See what I'm saying? That's levels to this. That's a new bougie Waffle House. It's on 9th Street across from Duke.
See, that's different.
That ain't Waffle House.
Yeah, right.
That's a restaurant.
Thank you. What are you saying, Michael?
So this journalist is Lee Sanderlin, who does investigations and politics for the Clarion Ledger.
The Clarion Ledger, yep.
Yes. And so he posted 14 hours ago on Twitter, "I'm coming to you live from a Brandon, Mississippi Waffle House. A total loser, came in last place in my fantasy football league. As punishment, I spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. Every waffle I eat shaves an hour off the clock. It's 4:07 Central." And just trying to look at his latest tweet. He posted 7 minutes ago, "All that stands between me and going home in the next 30 minutes. So damn close." And showing a picture of one last piece of a waffle.
So close, please.
So wait a minute. So if he eat a piece of, then an hour comes off the, a waffle, an hour comes off the clock. So you eat three pieces.
Every waffle he eats shaves an hour off the clock.
Okay. All right.
And speaking of which, we decided to put the question to you, the listeners, on our Twitter poll this morning at Buzz Sports Radio and at The Sports Shop 1. Our question is, which restaurant would you spend 24 hours in? And you can leave other suggestions in the comments. Your choices are, that I put up, again, you can add to them. Your choices are Waffle House, Denny's, Steak and Shake, or McDonald's. And again, feel free to add to them in the comments section. And I was looking at Delish.com. They named the top 24-hour restaurant in each state. And in North Carolina, they named the Midnight Diner in Charlotte.
As the what?
As the best 24-hour restaurant in North Carolina.
I don't know what that is.
Midnight Diner?
I ain't have yet. It ain't.
And in Mississippi.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the one downtown.
It ain't.
Oh, yeah. We ate there before. Okay, yeah.
And in Mississippi, they ironically, the best 24-hour restaurant there, according to Delish, is a Waffle House in Long Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Waffle House in Long Beach, Mississippi.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Where's Long Beach at, by the way?
It's down there with them.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You stupid.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, I know, that was over in the PNC Arena when Charlie Wilson was here and Scott McCary was up there. Good things happened in PNC Arena, like when the Hurricanes play there. And unfortunately, they had a good season this year. They didn't quite get it done against Tampa Bay. But the National Hockey League yesterday announced that Carolina Hurricanes coach Rob Brindamore has won K-Mac the 2021 Jack Adams Award as the NHL's Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you weren't Coach of the Year, they need to tighten your paper up, right?
You got to do something.
I mean, you got to do something. Has that been a Coach of the Year ever got fired? I don't know. I mean, it probably has. Who knows?
I
think it has.
Yeah.
I think it was the guy who's in Detroit now.
Who's in the
from Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Coach of the Year, but you got to go.
Yep. He's in Detroit now. Yeah.
And then they won an NBA championship with his team.
Exactly. But early Thursday, the Carolina Hurricanes awarded Brindamore with a 3-year contract.
Nice.
To remain as head coach for the Hurricanes.
Very nice.
I think it makes so much sense. I think it's a no-brainer. And shout out to him for winning the award and also getting his contract extended. Good stuff, huh?
Now, I'll do it. Nobody else wants to. So if he just...
What the hell was that at the end of that? Okay.
So if he just gets the same thing he got last year, I mean, if they just – this as far as they make it, that's good enough?
Well, of course not good enough.
No.
But he has them on the right track.
Okay.
Right. Was it three straight playoff appearances?
Wait a minute.
A division title this year?
I'm just asking, man.
First of all, you said you was advocating for this to happen.
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to be
– Now you're trying to throw shade that it happened.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm just asking, man. I'm just asking questions. Why everybody mad at me? Man, it's just so sensitive. I'm just asking.
Just call me KD.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are our expectations?
Okay.
You got three-year deal. Coach of the year.
So we got low bars. What you saying?
Well.
Is that what you're saying, K-Mac?
I mean, who else played in the building?
NC State. Well, there you go.
NC State.
NC State.
Hey, I love you, State. I ain't messing with you.
Good luck to their good luck to Wolfpack baseball tomorrow.
That's right.
In the College World Series, they play Stanford at 2 p.m.
Yeah. Interesting. So, okay, Mac, so who was on the leaderboard coming out the first round of the US
Open? You know what? I never looked on.
First of all, the three guys on there I never heard of before. Matter of fact, Michael, who are the top three?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You be killing me. Why you kill him like that?
No.
You be like, I don't know who you are, man. Who are you?
I think.
That's one reason I don't
look. So we got American. Sorry.
See?
Uh-oh.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
We got American Russell Henley.
Ever heard of
tied him? With Luis Oosthuizen.
Yeah, you know Luis.
Four under. And then you got Francisco Molinari at three under.
Francisco?
Along with Rafa
Nadal.
Cabrera Bello. Oh. They're both at three under.
Rafa Nadal, he played tennis.
No. Well, he's not playing at Wimbledon or the Olympics.
He played it nowhere.
And then
he may be playing golf. There may be a match.
And then you have Brooks Koepka at two under par.
I know Brooks. But I'm talking about the top.
So, you know Brooks. You know Luis.
Do I know the first guy?
Oh, hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he won't be that guy anyway.
I know. You know what I mean.
Matter of fact, did they tee off yet?
After the first round.
In 10 minutes, he won't be that guy. In 10 minutes, he will not be that guy.
I mean, but you said, you know, I was that guy for one day.
That's all it took.
That's all it took for one day.
But that don't get you any money. You know that, right?
But you know, DeChambeau, they follow him. He was plus three, I think. I'm not for the total round, but when I was watching, he was plus three.
Well, that's a big number. Reason.
I know. And, you know, can I just say this?
Mm-mm.
It's okay. But Tiger and I playing, I don't know. They trying so hard. They try. Like, but the funniest thing you said the other day, I said, who you got in the tournament, K-Mac? He said, I got Tiger.
If they really wanted to try, they would have paired Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau together.
With Tiger.
Now, here's the thing, though. And maybe you know this, maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
How do they pair people coming into the tournament? I know how the scores kind of get you set up for, you know, rounds two, three, and four.
Some of it's ranking. Some of it's rankings.
So why wouldn't they put DeChambeau and Koepka in the same?
Depends on how they end up being ranked. That's all.
But apparently, potentially, they could have done it, though, I think.
Yeah, you can move. Yeah, they trust me. They fudge you.
But wouldn't that be good for golf? Or they didn't want that to be a distraction?
There's no need just yet.
Okay.
No need yet.
So they're going to kind of piecemeal it through somewhat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I always want to know that.
Because you got to let the no-name guy fall off first.
Bro, you said it's going to happen in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, about 10 minutes. You got to let him fall off. Then you got to let, in the words of the great Phil Ford, you got to let the cream rise to the top.
Yeah.
And then once you get the cream at the top, then you can start, you know, you start playing with it. Because right now, there's no need to do all that manipulation. It's Thursday.
Early.
It's early on Thursday. Let me tell you. Nobody's watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's watching. Friday, few people watching. Now, I got your attention late Friday. Saturday, we start. That's why they repair.
Gotcha.
See the deal? Don't waste your bullets early.
I know. Well, Lefty, he had planned to try to complete his Grand Slam, Grand Slam, by winning the U.S. Open. I think it was plus four, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And apparently he wasn't happy with some of the fans taking photos on their cell phones.
Oh, wait
really?
A minute. Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't hear about that?
Mickelson was visibly and audibly irritated during one instance on the 13th hole in which he asked three times backed off a shot from just off the fairway to ask that a cell camera be switched off.
Well, here's the thing. Unless you got a flash on, does it make a sound?
Well, you have to maybe put it on silent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
Now I played a little golf in my lifetime. Not much, but a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese, you played a little golf.
Yep.
You in the middle of the fairway. Somebody over there by them damn trees. Or, in our case, we over there by the trees. Somebody in the fairway. Somebody in the fairway. Can I hear them?
No.
I can't hear you, and you in the cart.
No. Exactly. So,
in the cart behind me. I can't hear you.
You know what? You got too many toys right there. See, I know that's what it is. But came back just interesting that we hadn't heard much about this one. Tiger said it though.
Oh yeah.
It was the worst thing.
Oh yeah.
It was the worst thing you ever heard.
Tiger offends fans on 18th fairway. Back to you.
So
back to you, Reece.
So the third time it happened, the 5-0 showed up. And
The Popo
showed up.
They called him in?
Yeah.
Karen called him in on him. Karen called him in on him. Snitching.
So, you know, I guess he's blamed. Here it is. At one time, he pushed his approach well left into the bushes and had to take a penalty stroke. So you got to blame it on somebody.
Somebody got to get this.
You got to blame somebody.
It can't be my game. It's a garbage. That can't be the answer. My game being garbage is not the answer.
Because golf is like tennis. You got no teammates. You got somebody you can blame it yourself.
Oh, yeah, you do. You got the ball, the racket, or the club.
Blame somebody.
I can't believe that. I heard a cell phone camera. You ain't heard nothing.
I know.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
A lot of people probably don't realize this. Did you know that this weekend is Father's Day?
You know, you couldn't have fooled me.
Hell, I didn't know.
I mean, it's like, I don't think nobody is really talking that much about it.
Don't nobody love us.
I know. It's like, no.
Nobody appreciates daddy.
Yeah, I
saw this survey somewhere where, the top three holidays are in America?
I know what ain't on the list.
No, I tell you where Father's Day's fall. The first, number one is obviously Christmas.
Okay, all right.
Number two is Mother's Day.
I believe that.
Then Thanksgiving.
I believe that.
Wow.
You want to ask me where Father's Day fall in the top 50?
A strong 26.
22 to be exact.
There you go.
How the hell can Father's Day fall out of the top 10 is what I'm trying to figure out.
Nobody appreciates
okay.
Daddy.
Okay, hold on. Wait. So, you know I am about this.
Okay.
If I'm 22, who in the hell is in front of me? Because I want to know now. I want to know what damn holiday in front of me.
Oh, Valentine's Day, maybe?
Valentine's Day.
I'll let you have that. I'll let you have that one. Okay, fine. That should be fine then.
Easter? Juneteenth?
Juneteenth?
Okay, I should be eight.
Well, it's a new national holiday
right.
Now.
I should be eight.
What about Easter?
Right in there. Okay, so well, nine.
Well, Easter should be. It's right. God the Father.
Right.
Okay, I should be nine then.
New Year's Day?
Well, Dan, that's my day.
that's your birthday.
That's my birthday. So I can't.
Strong number 10 is my birthday, December 8th. No, I don't know, but seriously. I mean, I'm thinking like, we get no respect, K-Mac.
Damn, I can't crack the top 10.
I don't think crack the top 10.
First of all,
New Year's Day.
Yeah. I'm struggling. We barely cracked the top 25. Who the hell 20 in front of me?
I have no
there
idea.
There are 20 more significant holidays other than Father's Day?
They got days like some days that we don't consider holidays, but people pay more attention to them more so.
Reese.
Like, you know.
Listen to what you just said, man. There are 20 more significant holidays
I'm telling you,
than Father's Day.
And it's weird because they got other days that you like.
That ain't right, man.
That day can't be better than our day.
20?
Yeah.
There are 20 days better than Father's 20 Day.
Days, not necessarily holidays, but days.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're 20 days.
We get no respect, man.
I'm in my feelings about this.
You should be.
I'm really in my feelings about this.
You should be, K-Man.
But you know what, Reece?
Like today. Today is Global Garbage Man Day. Oh, National Eat Your Vegetables Day, according to Sammy. He sent us to National Apple Strudel Day. National Cherry Tart Day and National Mascot Day. So, I'm not sure where they fall in the little list, but hey, Father's Day, like, way down the list.
Hold on. You telling me Stormy got a day before
Stormy
me?
Stormy got a day before me.
Stormy got that damn goat y'all got
hey,
over there.
Big Al down in Alabama, he got a day.
He got one.
He got one.
You ain't no damn sense.
I know. He don't even talk. Then, of course, Katie, Matt, that's our National Career Nurse Assistance Day.
Not the nurse. the assistant to the nurse. Damn.
They got us. They got us.
Wait a minute. Not the nurse and the doctor. The assistant to the nurse.
They got us.
To the doctor.
Better than Father's Day. I mean, I think I saw one commercial about Father's Day. I'm offended.
That was an
accident. I'm offended, man.
Hey, look, that was an accident. I mean, didn't mean to air that.
Some people, they be building up, come down here for Father's Day, bring your father down. We don't get none of that. I thought it was an honor. It is an honor to be a father, but make us feel like it.
Damn. Mascot in front of me?
National Mascot Day came back.
Is it in front of me?
National Career Nurses Assistant.
National Apple Strudel
Yeah,
Day.
Apple Strudel Day what got me. That's what it got me.
Well, hell, why not Waffle House Day?
it may be. It was a day for somebody, wasn't it? 24 hours.
Yeah, speaking of which, quick update of our Twitter poll question that's currently up at Buzz Sports Radio and at the Sports Shop 1. Our poll question today is, which restaurant would you spend 24 hours in? Right now, Waffle House is leading the way with 55.6% of the vote. It's a tie between Denny's and Steak and Shake at 16.7%, and then the McDonald's is bringing up the rear at 11.1%. We've also had suggestions for Dave and Buster's, and somebody tweeted, what kind of an idiot question is this? Waffle House at 2 a.m. is as entertaining as Alex Jones of Speed and DMT. Well,
are you pissing my off?
I got a bit. Well, there ain't no other answer. Waffle House is the answer.
Yeah, right, it is.
Again, this is all stemming from a journalist in Mississippi.
Brandon, Mississippi, by the way.
Yep. Lee Sanderlin, who you can follow on Twitter at Leo Sanderlin. He's spending 24 hours at a Brandon, Mississippi Waffle House as punishment for coming in last place in his fantasy football league.
Is that punishment?
He just posted and Lee just posted 3 minutes ago on Twitter, and we're out. So he's done.
Oh, wow. So here's the question, Ray.
Yes.
And I'm...
See, 9 hours, that's 9 waffles and 15 hours in this restaurant.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me ask you, if this tells you where this Waffle House is,
okay,
and who these individuals are.
Okay.
When you lose your fantasy league team, you're supposed to be something that's pretty, you know, embarrassing or punishing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
According to these individuals, a punishment is going to a Waffle House.
Not a punishment, but a punishment.
Going to a Waffle House and having to spend 24 hours there.
I mean, it's like, it's the worst of the worst.
Oh, my God.
How can I even subject myself for this?
Oh, my goodness. I had to sit there.
And then people came in, they come in at all times of the night.
Do you know they had no gluten-free waffles? There were no gluten-free waffles.
That's the way it went down.
That's who we're working
with. It's punishment.
And I asked for egg whites. My egg white omelets came scrambled. Really, Brandon? What's his name? Lucas? What's his name?
Sanderlin?
Brandon, I don't know.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever his name.
That guy.
But that just shows you what we're working with.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely Broad Creek all day long.
All day.
You know, it's definitely Broad Creek.
Yeah, Lee Sanderlin.
Lee, yeah, that guy.
Lee Sanderlin of the Sanderlin.
Yeah, how dare you?
Of the Sanderlin group.
Lee Sanderlin, the Sanderlin Group Incorporated.
Yeah, right. We're going to punish you. You got to go to Waffle House,
and that's your punishment.
We don't make you go to Waffle House.
Man, you better go home.
What's next? Double down with Perkins?
I was going to say, that's going to use Perkins, but Tiger ran them out of business.
Now, you really want to put him in his ass at Crystal. So
where you playing now?
Sit his ass at Crystal. It may take 24 hours to get out of there.
He's never lied.
Let me stop. Hey, look.
Ain't mad at Crystal. Now, a lot of people know what Crystal is, man.
Listen, Crystals, if you want to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Holler at me. 919-890-6200. I'm willing to be persuaded.
Right. Crystal's is synonymous to White Castle, if people know what White Castle is.
Never been to a White Castle before.
I would, man, one of the craziest. A White House is almost like, well, at the Final Four in Indianapolis, almost like Waffle House. It was crazy.
I wasn't at that.
No, you weren't. Okay. This was like 2000. And I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you about it offline.
Uber driver said, ooh, won't he do it?
No. I just remember a bunch of guys from Nebraska. And I remember one lady who just had a bad day. And it turned into a bad night because they was having a conversation. Anyway, we'll talk about it another time.
You remember when you guys broadcasted at a Waffle House? I think it was in 2018 before the Duke-UNC game.
Oh.
Yeah, I found this.
Hey, it's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac. Are you gearing up for the UNC-Duke game this weekend? I have even more of a reason for you to watch.
We will be live Monday, March 5th from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Waffle House for the Waffle Wager Payout. Students will receive a free waffle and an order of hash browns and coffee.
But there's a catch.
Uh-oh.
The payout location depends on which team wins. It will be either the Franklin Street Waffle House in Chapel Hill or the 9th Street Waffle House in Durham.
Join us Monday, March 5th for the Waffle Wager Payout. Waffle House has been serving good food fast since 1955. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Michael, you found that one.
Yes, they did.
This dude.
The Waffle House is a punishment. That was my life.
I know.
That's like I said, we're going to show you.
You going to do this again. You better win this time.
We're going to show you. You taking your ass to Wingstop.
Exactly.
You go to Wingstop.
You go to Wingstop.
You go to Wingstop. All right, man. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got a couple things that are going on. Basketball tonight, NBA playoffs.
Mm.
My Atlanta Hawks are taking on Reese's 76ers.
Wait, I thought it was Reese's Hawks.
He just jumping on once he saw how my man Trey put it down. And Lou Hot Wing Williams.
Put it down.
That's right.
So first of all, let's be clear.
Okay.
From the onset, I said.
No,
Atlanta Hawks.
You said Milwaukee.
I said Milwaukee was the team I thought was going to make it, but my favorite team I'm pulling for is my Atlanta Hawks. I said that. And my Phoenix Suns. Put it down. I said it. Hashtag Reese is right.
Put it down.
Huh? I wanted to be a lawyer in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
They said, you got to do a lot of reading. I said, I don't think I would do that. Yeah. Why you ask me that, by the way?
Because you just sound like a damn lawyer. You sound like a damn lawyer.
I didn't even see that coming.
You sound like a damn lawyer. I'm just like, well, damn, I just can't get you to. Okay, fine. Can you read that? What's the people that take the notes in the courtroom? Stenographers or whatever?
Stenographers, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Can you repeat what?
Well, you know what? You ever seen a male
stenographer?
Yeah. Most of them be female.
I don't know. You seen a male cheerleader?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they got some.
Yeah.
Male stenographers. Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Have you ever seen a machine? A stenography machine?
I have not.
I have not either.
It's like a little small.
I'm like, who in the hell typing on the calculator?
Yeah.
I think of that episode of Fresh Prince where Will Smith is in court with Uncle Phil hitting on the stenographer.
I ain't never seen a stenographer. I wanted to hit on.
Well, I was going to say, because it must be like 80.
Shout out to stenographers all over.
What's up, baby? Why don't you stenog your number down for me, you know?
Girl, you look so good. I wish I could plant you and grow a whole field of y'all.
Who are you?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
It took me 10
minutes. Speaking of typing, Michael, did you ever take any typing classes? I'm curious.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you pass?
Yes.
He had to, because I don't know how could that happen in 30 seconds or 20 seconds we just did that. Mm. And he typed all that in and pulled that up that quickly.
Mm. You only failed one class in college.
Who?
I did.
What class was that?
Speech class.
Why you didn't show up?
I can't count. It's Friday at 4 o'clock. What do you think, Helen?
I know that's my point. You didn't go. I mean, who has a class? You don't have a class after 1 o'clock on Friday,
Coach,
or before 10 a.m. on Monday.
I never get Coach calls. Let me ask you a question. He said, "Is this three, or is this four?"
Oh.
I said, no, that's three. He said, why the
that's like
can't you count?
Well, you know, that my story, you know, my story about my boys who couldn't spell bed. But you know, no, seriously though, he called himself a PE major, one of them.
Can he spell PE?
Oh, here's the thing though. So he got an F in the class.
Yeah. Physical education?
Yeah, and coach like, who in the hell can't play? I mean, PE just go there and just play. Okay. And whatever. And you're actually, and you flunking PE. Who does that?
I failed at recess.
I failed at recess. So y'all a bunch of dumb anyway. He said a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I miscounted.
Yeah. Miscounted.
Yeah, I thought I had an extra day.
You thought it was Thursday.
I mean, you know how many days you can miss.
Right.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So are you on the curve? You going up against the curve, what you doing?
I was taking every last day. The boys said, look, man, we going.
So, yeah, you got to go out of town. You leave early.
Because Biscuit then was playing that weekend.
Oh, yeah, you were rolling out.
Bro, I was like, when we ain't had no game, I said, man, we going up to Tuscaloosa. Let's go. We going to the University of Alabama. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Ended up at the Brickyard.
Uh-oh.
But had a great weekend.
Oh, no. Hey, Michael, you know what?
Had a great weekend.
What he failed to tell us that. That's when he started, you know, his extracurricular
activity. Watch out. So talk about it.
He left campus early. He had to get there by 4 and make sure everybody was good. You know, had lube up and everything, what they do.
I was working the door and everything else. All I know, they had a great weekend.
Wow.
So who you got, Atlanta Hawks or Philly 76ers?
I got Atlanta, man. I got Atlanta. And I have Atlanta and Clippers. Closing out. Put it down.
Ooh.
Put it down.
What about Saturday night? Brooklyn and
I'm surprised Milwaukee. You. Because this year's so crazy. Milwaukee's not surprised everybody.
Whoa.
Put it down.
I will say this. No Kyrie. I give Milwaukee the edge 60-40.
Yeah, because everybody's expecting Brooklyn to win, and this year has been like that.
Everything
we expect doesn't happen.
They gave Milwaukee too much confidence last night.
Yep.
I'm serious. You can't give that team that much confidence.
They got pros, too.
Yeah, you just can't.
You got pros?
In different area codes.
Area codes.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
So, you're a tennis guy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, I am.
Much more than I am.
Yep.
And Wimbledon and the only thing I know about Wimbledon is growing up, it used to always interrupt my damn cartoons, you know, in the summer.
Okay.
On summer break.
Gotcha.
Hey, what's this tennis, stuff?
Yep. Yeah.
You don't like breakfast at Wimbledon?
Breakfast at Wimbledon, yes.
Man, I was nine.
Strawberries and cream.
Man, I was nine.
Strawberries and cream.
Man, I was nine.
Okay. Okay.
I was nine. What you think I wanted to watch?
I got you.
Flintstone. Anyway.
Yabba dabba doo.
It was disturbing my cartoon watching. So that's the only thing I knew about Wimbledon growing up. But I did grow to learn and understand the pageantry of it and what it means as one of the majors on the tennis tour.
Okay, yes. Grand Slam, yeah.
At Grand Slam, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for them snubbing the Wimbledon like this, what does that mean? I mean, the top player in the world says, I'm out.
Well, let's remember that she punched out of the French Open.
That was a different reason.
Yeah.
That was a different reason.
And
now she's punching out again.
Yeah, she's punching out again, which – I think it's all related to why she stopped, why she didn't finish the French Open. Hmm. And
then the backlash followed.
Right, but then keep in mind, Wimbledon is like this, it's like the Masters for tennis.
Got it.
It's the granddad of them all. Wimbledon, and U.S. Open too, I guess, a little bit in New York, but no.
So those are the only two I really know of.
Wimbledon is really the higher end of the Grand Slam, just like the Masters.
For golf.
You agree. It's for golf. For her not to play in that, I think it has to do something with, I think, as she said, her mental health, the depression issues that she's been having along with that.
But now she's saying it was to focus on the Olympics.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's the PR move, in my opinion.
To save face for everybody.
Right. Because the thing is, and people say, okay, well, she's Japanese. The Olympics are in Japan.
She's playing on playing.
So she's playing. I think that's why she opted out to just to say she's getting ready for that. But I think if you want to pull the covers back, though, okay, man, I think it has something to do with it's. And she shared it with us. She got some stuff going on that she got to deal with.
You don't think she's punishing the WTA?
Well, you know, that's one way of looking at it. Because you know, when it came down, because they had threatened to ban her for all of them, right? Remember
yep,
that?
Yep. And she said, oh, really?
Yeah. So, but she didn't say anything about the U.S. Open,
no.
which will be coming after the Olympics in like September, last August, first September.
So how much do you think this is hurting tennis, right? Because the Serena thing with her popularity and but then
sure.
not truly embracing the greatness of Serena and always looking for the other person or others.
Yes.
Other than saying, here's, we got the greatest thing of all times right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now here you have, you had Sloane Stephens, you had Madison Keys, you had a number of other African-American female tennis stars.
Mm-hmm.
But Naomi seems to have grown into her own and said, no, you don't get to treat me like that.
Right. To be fair, Naomi is the first one. Really has taken that position.
The hard line stage.
Hard line. Even Venus and Serena, they didn't go in hard that like right. that. Naomi,
no,
like,
their dad did it for them.
Yeah, that's right. true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
And
good
he was point. Just and he was just made out to be, you know, angry dad.
But to answer your question, I think it's gonna be a down year overall. If you look at Nadal and Federer pulling out of the
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. And now, Naomi was pulling out and I think it's a down year overall. I think tennis is going to take a hit this year.
Mm.
And what's the young girl out of Atlanta? Graf? What's the
Steffi Graf?
Not Steffi Graf. What's the young sister out of? I guess she's from Atlanta, but she plays out of Florida. The one that was the sensation last year.
Coco Gauff.
I mean, yeah, she's on somebody that's really been playing. Wow. Of you know, African American females that have been playing. So. Wow. Yeah, but I think it's a down year. It's going to be that way.
Hmm.
And partly because all our major superstars, except for Naomi, the rest of them, they're getting old.
Hmm.
Federer and Nadal say he's not playing because he's trying to protect, save his body. Federer the same way.
Hmm.
Djokovic is the only one that's really balling out.
Hmm.
And Venus and Serena, they're 80. I mean, I'm just saying. No, seriously.
That's true.
So it's somewhat a change of a guard, and we want Naomi to be that person. But Naomi, like, now y'all ain't treating me. I'm on my own person. That's where the conflict comes in at.
Well, and I got to be honest, man.
Mm-hmm.
A, I feel like she is punishing them.
Okay.
She could play.
That's another side I hadn't thought about.
Because, you can get ready for the Olympics by playing the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You could tune your game. What better way to tune your game up than to play against the world's best? You feel me?
Whether you win or not, you still you won't play against anybody better than that than
exactly.
stage.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good point.
So, but for her to say that, knowing she's not nursing an injury, knowing it's not a fatigue thing because you already didn't play,
mm-hmm.
right, makes me think that she's punishing them. So now you have these players opting out of Wimbledon, as you just laid it out.
Mm-hmm.
This is the granddaddy of them all.
Yep.
Is it that they walk away from? See, that's why I say I feel like tennis has, they've really put themselves in a difficult position because challenging this generationless way is probably going to backfire.
And I think generations
is going to make a difference.
Has a lot to do with it. That's a good point.
Because maybe you're not what you think you are to me.
Yeah. Maybe it's not as important as you think it is. To me.
Wimbledon.
Yep.
So I just go back and play in the Olympics and then I go play at the U.S. Open.
And call it a day.
I don't need you Australian Open.
Right. Or French Open. Right.
Or Wimbledon.
Yep.
So the next time you think about telling me what I can and cannot do and sanctioning me, because I try to be respectful about it.
Right.
And you still came out at me like that?
And I mean, you know what? I defer. I mean, I'm going to fall back a little bit on my statement. You may be right about that. I hadn't thought about that angle. Okay, you mess with me, I mess with you. Because I made $38 million already.
And I can go back and play in the U.S. Open all right. and
I'm
still
good.
Make that 38.
I'm good. They need Naomi more than Naomi need them. I'll put it that way.
So the old guard in tennis trying to impose, I guess, somewhat.
The establishment is somewhat
antiquated mindset seems to be putting them at odds with the next generation of golfers.
Yeah. They tennis players as well. They better,
I'm a tennis player. I'm sorry. I mean, tennis players.
They better tighten up.
It seems to be putting them at odds with them.
Yeah.
Because they ain't who you thought they were.
Exactly. Official sports player on the Sports Shop. They better get one of those.
You better get it right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It is time for the Sports Shop check-in. What's the deal?
We got to know what the question is, right?
Here's the question. Is LBJ
number six
for the Lakers?
For the Lakers,
yeah.
Right about the quick turnaround causing more injuries. We're gonna go to our panel of experts on our Sports Shop Chicken.
It's time to talk shop in the Triangle.
Nobody appreciates daddy. Nobody ever says, "Hey, daddy, thanks for knocking out this rent."
Father's Day. You're right about
hey,
that.
Hey, Daddy, I sure love this hot water. Hey, Daddy, this is easy to read with all this light. Think about everything that the real daddy does. Pay the bills, buy the food, put a roof over your head. Everything you could ever ask for. Make your world a better, safer place. And what does daddy get for all his work? The big piece of chicken. That's all daddy gets.
This is the Sports Shop check-in.
Oh, man, we having a good time. We're going to get this thing started. We're going to kick it out right. We're going to go to Mr. Winters at Mr. Groom Room Barbershop in Raleigh.
My main man.
What's going on, Mr. Winters? How you doing this morning, my friend?
Well, fellas, how is everybody? K-Mac, you crazy.
Reese, I'm a wild boy. I'm like, really? What I say? Show me the lie.
That was a good one.
What you got for me, man?
Hey, man, I'm caught between a hard place right now because for me, LeBron James, man, you know, he's supposed to be the best athlete in the world, as everybody says. That's just opinionated. And he's always the one that's complaining. There's nobody else complaining. You know, these guys right here, man, you know, this is what they get paid for. They pay what? They play, what, 80 to 100 and some games a season?
Mm-hmm.
And just because you get 3 months off, 72 days, you get sitting, you complaining?
72.
You know, this is your job.
72 days.
How many days off do you get?
Stop complaining. And then as soon as you lose, you want to take your ball and go home.
Thank you.
Like you're on a playground. Come on, man. Stop that, man. Stop. LeBron James is always crying. Stop doing that. Just play ball, man. Just play ball. Stop complaining. Just because you lost the championship and you're not even in the playoffs,
yep. Now
it's an excuse.
See?
Get out of here, man. He's just doing
that because now KD has taken over the mantle. So that's all. He just had to make shit come back.
And that's not the L.A. Lakers. That's not LeBron's team. That's Anthony Davis' team.
Ooh.
Period.
Ooh.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell him that.
All right, Mr. Winters, tell us where we find Mr. Groom Room Barbershop, man.
Mr. Groom Room is at 717 East Martin Street. Come by and get properly groomed.
I came back yesterday and got Papa Groom trimmer.
He's tightened up, baby. I'm going to come down there and check out his groomer. I need one of them hot towels when you get down there.
All right, man.
Come see me.
All right, take care. Man, we're going to leave Rod and going to go over to my main man. He's been with us for a long time, man. This could be Flashback Friday. We got Lynn from 40 Below. What's up, Lynn? How you doing?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Man, we doing good, man. I'm my boy Quinn doing. He good?
Oh, he good, man.
Yeah, Quinn good.
Well, he did talk to his former teammate, telling him to stop complaining. But anyway, number six out in L.A., talking about, you know, complaining about, you know, time off and getting injuries. Where you coming down with this, Len?
Man, I'm old school, man. I don't remember cats taking this many games off. They call it load management or whatever. And when they lose, they complain, you know, turn around, whatever, whatever. I don't understand it, man. They take games off and then complain. I mean, they don't really play 82 games no more, just like they had 72 games this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
LeBron probably missed, what, 28 games?
Thank you.
20-some games. I mean, that's crazy. Complain all the time. I mean, you know, a lot of players back in the day, they just play hurt, all
Thank
kinds
you.
Of stuff, man.
Thank
not,
you.
Not they just these even to the kids today, the AAU, man. Everybody play when they want to play. Teams, they just do whatever they want to do, man. It's taking a lot from the game.
Yeah,
for the love of the game, it's taking a lot from it.
Okay, my buddy. Good to hear you tell people how they can find 40 Below.
Oh, I'm located 2000 Chapel Hill Road, Lakewood Shopping Center.
Man, we're going to be there a lot because we're going to be hanging out at the Honeysucker Restaurant. So we're going to be coming to see you
a lot, too.
We're going to come check you out. All right, buddy.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank y'all, man.
Yeah,
man, we good.
Yep.
Man, now we're going to go to Fathead and Fathead and Clayton. Man, we talked to them in a minute. What up, Fathead? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, good people. How y'all doing?
What's going on, man? Where you coming down on the poll question for today?
Oh man! Well, y'all know I don't. I'm not a big LeBron fan anyway.
That's okay.
But he makes a slight point that if the schedule's too long, maybe he should give some of that money back when he takes those time off. And this way, the ticket price is lower. I can go to a Charlotte Hornets games when they play in a nobody team, sit behind the bench for $180. When LeBron came, I paid $200 and sat in the freaking pigeon section.
Yep.
But I think the turnaround was real quick, and I think the wear and tear in the bodies are like that. Maybe if the season was shorter, they'll take less money, the seats start being cheaper again.
Oh, man, that's great stuff. Great hearing your voice, man. Tell people how they can find you.
Well, I'm real easy to find. We're on Highway 70 in Clayton, North Carolina. As soon as you hit the county line, say, what's the best barbershop in North Carolina? They'll direct you to Fathead's Barbershop. We're not just the biggest. We're the best.
Hey, man, it's always great seeing you guys. We all made it through the pandemic, man. Keep on doing what you're doing right there, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Oh, man. K-Mac.
Uh-oh.
So we got to go out to Is it?
We're going to West Coast.
We're going to West Coast.
We're going out west.
We going out to OKC, baby.
Home of the national champions of women's softball.
That's right. That's right. I thought they won something out there.
Hey, I heard it. You know what? Shout out to the 2021 national champion, OU Sooners. Softball, and yes, I was at the game.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw you.
Yes. Hey, but check this out, fellas.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of LeBron paying $1.5 million on his body, he need to put another $500,000 on it and make it $2 million, and then he'll be all right.
No, he said y'all working him too much. He got too many days. He don't get enough days off.
Look. If they would still be playing, would he be saying?
No. That's my point.
That's the point.
Yeah,
he wouldn't.
And like, look, I'm gonna tell you, man. I love LeBron. I've kicked it with LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I got a story with him. Like, we was at the club. This is back in the days when he was first. It was like his second, third or fourth year in Cleveland. Remember the commercial when he played all them different characters and he jumped off the diving board? He did a dive. He was in a white suit.
Yeah.
And I remember he jumped off and he was like the little kid. So I'm in the club with him, right? And I'm with Chris Paul when they was with the Thunder. I mean, with the Hornets and everything. That's my dude. Shout out to CB3.
Yeah, good dude.
He just can't catch a break, man. I don't know what the deal is. But I'm chopping up LeBron and everything. And I said, man, that commercial, man. Especially when you said, okay, here I come, Cannonball. I said, man, do that, man. And right hand of God, he did it. So from that day forth, I'm like, you're all right. But I told him, I was like, well, we're going to beat y'all. You're going to get yours and everything like that. He scored 15 points in that game, and the Hornets beat him. So,
yeah. Like
I said, I got mad love for him. But it's just, you know what I'm saying? When you win it, you ain't complaining about nothing. But when you lose it, everything goes out the window. You feel me?
That's exactly right. Scissor hands, because I know you got so many locations. We got to allow enough time for you to tell people how they can find you, my friend.
Okay. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? First of all, we 43 barbers deep. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sage Upperism, 2800 Northwest 63rd, Suite 800. 405-606-7898. Shout out to Fading Up Tinker, 5101 Southeast 29, 405-795-5700. Shout out to Fading Up Norman, 1955 Westman, 405-701-0040. Shout out to Fading Up Southside. That's where all my Mexican barbers at, on the south side. 2713 Southwest 29, 405-768. 30, 30, baby.
It's a
Fading Up family. We are the Fading Up family. I got all my barbers in me.
Got your barbers in me. Hey, all right, hey, it says, hey, we got to bounce. Much love to him. We love you, brother. We're going to get to see you one day. We got to bounce, man.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, have a good one, man.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.